This is your afternoon show. President Trump today officially declared the opioid epidemic a national public health emergency. ABC's David Wright tells us the president also shared a personal story about addiction.
He connected the opioid crisis up to his favorite themes of immigration and the border, saying,
"For too long, we have allowed drugs to ravage American homes, cities, and towns. We owe it to our children and to our country to do everything in our power to address this national shame and this human tragedy. We must stop the flow of all types of illegal drugs into our communities. For too long, dangerous criminal cartels have been allowed to infiltrate and spread throughout our nation. An astonishing 90% of the heroin in America comes from south of the border, where we will be building a wall, which will greatly help in this problem. My administration is dedicated to enforcing our immigration laws, defending our maritime security, and securing our borders."
He will raise this issue with China next week on his Asian trip.
"We also have to work with other countries to stop these drugs where they originate. We have no choice. We have to work with others. We have to get together because they have similar problems to what we have. Some countries have bigger problems than we have. Whether that country is China, whether it's a country in Latin America, it makes no difference. We're going to be working with all of them. We're taking the fight directly to the criminals in places that they're producing this poison. Here in America, we are once again enforcing the law, breaking up gangs and distribution networks, and arresting criminals who peddle dangerous drugs to our youth."
He talked also about the need to help people who are hooked and the need to help prevent people from getting hooked.
"I had a brother, Fred, great guy, best looking guy, best personality, much better than mine. But he had a problem. He had a problem with alcohol. And he would tell me, 'Don't drink. Don't drink.' He was substantially older, and I listened to him and I respected, but he would constantly tell me, 'Don't drink.' He'd also add, 'Don't smoke.' But he would say it over and over and over again. And to this day, I've never had a drink. And I have no longing for it. I have no interest in it. To this day, I've never had a cigarette. Don't worry, those are only two of my good things. I don't want to tell you about the bad things. There's plenty of bad things, too. But he really helped me. I had somebody that guided me. And he had a very, very, very tough life because of alcohol. Believe me, very, very tough, tough life. He was a strong guy, but it was a tough, tough thing that he was going through. But I learned because of Fred. I learned. And that's what I think is so important. This was an idea that I had, where if we can teach young people not to take drugs, just not to take them. When I see friends of mine that are having difficulty with not having that drink at dinner, where it's literally almost impossible for them to stop, I say to myself, I can't even understand it. Why would that be difficult? But we understand why it is difficult. The fact is, if we can teach young people and people generally not to start, it's really, really easy not to take them. And I think that's going to end up being our most important thing. Really tough, really big, really great advertising. So we get to people before they start, so they don't have to go through the problems of what people are going through.
David Wright, ABC News, the White House.
ABC's Janae Norman tells us some people think he didn't go far enough.
The order he signed will expand access to medical services in rural areas, but critics are asking why the president didn't declare the epidemic a national emergency that would include government funding. Janae Norman, ABC News, Washington.
Meantime, in Phoenix, the founder of a large pharmaceutical company and opioid maker is under arrest. ABC's Alex Stone has that part of the story.
John Kapoor started Insys and is a former chief executive of the pharmaceutical company. Forbes has said Kapoor is worth close to $1.8 billion. The 74-year-old arrested on charges of racketeering, conspiracy, and fraud. His former company accused of bribing doctors to prescribe an opioid. Arizona sued Insys in August, claiming fraudulent marketing schemes designed to increase the sales of a highly addictive fentanyl-based prescription drug. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And I'm Tracy Ellis with Katie Gray. This is your afternoon show on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.